nearly $500 million. That's how much the federal government has awarded Washington, Oregon, and Idaho to create health benefit exchanges. These are the new web portals to purchase insurance under the Affordable Care Act. It's a costly undertaking that involves six-figure salaries, hefty IT contracts, and high-end advertising campaigns. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If a green talking gecko can sell car insurance, then maybe Portland-based folk singer Laura Gibson can sell health insurance.
Sierra meets the cold mountain snow, where I'm free to be healthy and happy and strong.
Gibson is the star of a new ad for Cover Oregon. That's the state's healthcare exchange. Gibson stands in a field strumming her guitar and singing as cardboard trees, clouds on sticks, and umbrellas move in and out of frame.
Live long in Oregon.
This ad represents the launch of a $10 million marketing campaign to make people aware of Oregon's healthcare exchange and get people to enroll. Washington has a similar-sized marketing contract, but the ad money is just a drop in the bucket compared to the cost to create the exchanges. Really, a massive IT project. Oregon has more than $70 million in contracts with Oracle. Washington has a $50 million-plus deal with Deloitte.
There's a lot of confusion around sort of this is just developing a website, and you can do that from your basement kind of thing.
Richard Onizica is CEO of Washington's Exchange. He says the IT part of this is very complicated.
Because of all the back-end eligibility determination, income verification, the connections with the health plans. So there's a lot of other pieces to it that is sort of more involved than just sort of building a website.
Washington and Oregon have created quasi-state agencies to run the exchanges, each with nearly 100 employees and the salaries to match. Oregon's CEO earns $181,000 a year, Idaho's $175,000, and Washington's Onizica $157,000. Onizica acknowledges the exchange is paying higher salaries than Washington's healthcare authority.
In order to be able to recruit the best people we could recruit, it required paying a little bit more in terms of salary compared to the state system.
For now, the federal government will pick up the tab for the exchanges, but after 2015, the states have to take over. The exchanges are scheduled to open for enrollment on October 1st. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.